Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this November 8th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to talk real estate with Let's Talk Real Estate. Our friend J.R. Siewert and Coldwell Banker, Siewert Realtors, will be in with us. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have Katie Wright, Events Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How you been?
Pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. I imagine you are incredibly busy over there at the chamber right now. You guys got a lot going on, a lot coming up.
Yes. So exciting. We're ready for the holidays.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Katie, we always like to start things off with our chamber with new members. You guys got some?
Oh, yeah. So October, we got a few. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing this right. Kershak Law, LLC. We have This, That, and the Other. Mm-hmm. American Legion Post Number 9. Hellfire Lighting Company and Transitions at Home. It's a lot of new people.
Yeah, a lot of great new businesses. Yeah. That's a nice list right there.
Oh,
that's great. That also, I also would like to just take a moment to kind of touch on what happens when you become a new chamber member, and why we want to encourage people to do that. There's a lot of benefits that we've touched on throughout the years with our chamber, as far as getting your name out there, getting your business out there, promoting your business, and those things. But there's also other things that come along with this. You'll have an interview with us here at WFHR. We bring in new chamber members on the air with us and get to know them and everything. We got a couple of great interviews coming up next week regarding that. That's always fun. It's fun for us, fun for the listeners, the community. And you are showing that you back your community. You are showing that you want to put back into your community when you are a part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And when you interview these people, there's a couple people on here that, especially for the holidays, that I think you guys will enjoy.
We're looking forward to it. And This, That, and the Other, they've already joined us. And we got to talk
Did
to Santa
you?
Thanks
oh
to
my
that.
God,
yeah, it was
I
awesome.
That was fun.
It was so cool. I don't know if I got any closer to the nice list, but I feel like I got a little closer.
You were there.
Cutting it close.
Man.
Cutting it close here. It's November. I got to get this in while I can. And I was lucky to have Santa in studio with
I'm
us. Thanks to that.
I'm surprised he talked to you.
Yeah,
you
I wasn't
know?
Sure. Wasn't sure. It was a little icy in the pregame. It was but we he's a professional, so he handled it well.
Yes.
It was great. We said a shout out and a good morning to them over at This, That, and the Other. And great people, all of those businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to having them join us. So you want to talk events now, Katie?
Absolutely. I do want to say we still have our food pantry donation that we have going on before we jump to events. That runs till the 16th of November, and all the food that's being donated at the chamber will go to SWEPS.
Yeah, yeah. Great organization, great people. There never is a day in our calendar that there should be hungry people, especially this time of year. It's so great that you guys are doing that. We have these kind of things. Our community is really good when it comes to having each other's back, especially regarding food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So,
is there any other details people should know about that? Is there a time that wraps up, Katie?
Just kind of by the end of the business day. We're open till 4 o'clock, so you can bring them all up until that point. And if you go to our website or Facebook, it explains kind of what we're looking for. Or if you go to SWEPS website, they have a list of maybe 5 or 10 items that they are really needing.
Yeah. It's a good idea to do that. That's a good suggestion. Just taking a look at your events calendar, and you can find this yourself. You can play along at home, everybody. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to bookmark that page. Find out all kinds of great information there about the things that Katie and I are talking about, among other things in your community. Going on tomorrow, the Blood Center in North Central Wisconsin has a blood drive taking place from 9 a.m. to 1. And this will be at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. Head on over there, say hello to our veterans, thank them, and give some blood. You can be a superhero just by donating blood.
Yes.
You don't need the cape and the tights or the tragic backstory. You can be a superhero just by donating blood.
Exactly.
Plus, it's really hard to come up with new catchphrases and things for superheroes. I mean, they've done it all, Katie. They've done it all. It's just a little bit easier doing this. Just a little, and you don't have to wear the tights and all that.
No,
it's a little
some
easier.
People don't want to wear the tights.
Yeah, and, yeah. I did want to remind everybody as well that we have the Magic of Bill Blagg happening this week, November 10th, 7:30 to 9. Head on over to the Performing Arts Center and help support the arts. It's a great show, great performance. We got to talk to Bill and. God, one of my favorite interviews, I think, top 20 interviews I've done was with him. He is a fun guy.
Really?
Yeah, he's a fun guy. It's a really interesting guy. And everybody out there has seen magic before. You haven't seen it by Bill. You haven't seen what Bill does. It's not just a magic show. It's a full-on course of just a great entertaining time.
Did you get a little bit of magic while you were interviewing? Or
little bit.
Just a little?
A little. It was great. He's awesome. And you can even find out, you can preview some of what you'll be seeing this Thursday at the Performing Arts Center. You just Google Bill Blagg. You can see some of the magic he does. It's a real big show that he's a part of. And before we get to some of your signature events with the Chamber, I did just want to mention one other thing. Veterans Day Spaghetti Dinner this Friday, Veterans Day, in honor of Veterans Day and the men and women who have given themselves in service to this great nation. Please join us as we come together and enjoy a meal. $9, all-you-can-eat dinner, includes spaghetti with marinara or meat sauce, dinner rolls, salad, assorted dressings, assorted desserts, milk, coffee, all going to be there. They got a limited time takeout available at the front door. Cash bar with soda, beer, and wine available on the premises as well. This goes from 4:30 to 7, again over at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at the VFW Post 2534 at 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Not only a great way to support our veterans, but also get some really good food. I may be a little biased as an Italian. I may be a little biased about this, but I'm also biased towards our veterans. So, you know, no journalistic integrity on this one.
Exactly.
Just enjoy a good meal and help support our veterans who support us as well, who continue to put back into our community. Let's get to some of your signature events. And you got one coming up on Monday, another off-the-clock event. And I always like when you guys go here, too. This is a great location.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Alexander Field?
Yeah.
That'll be so much fun.
Oh, we love our friends over there. They join us on the air from time to time. And there is always, like, growth over there. That place just continues to evolve.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this a lot with the growth of things over at Sand Valley. Mm-hmm. It is really, like, affected our area, our little airport over here, and it's not so little anymore. It's grown because of this growth that we've seen in this area.
Absolutely.
So this off the clock event, Katie, what can people expect with this?
So it's a free event for everybody. There's food, there's networking, there's raffle prizes. It goes from 4 to 6. I highly suggest coming. You'll meet a lot of great people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful way to network. I think that's one of the biggest things that Off the Clock offers, is an opportunity to maybe run into people that you don't always run into in your business or your neck of the woods, wherever you are. It's also a chance to catch up with people that you haven't seen in a while.
Exactly.
And just to catch up on your area, I won't pretend that the airport has always been a hub or anything like that. Like, there's a reason it's there. It's been useful for a very long time. I don't know if it's always caught people's attention. But again, with the rise of things going on over at Sand Valley and more happening over there and more things going on, it's becoming more and more of an integral part of our community.
Right.
It's a great way to find out more about it. You know, no middleman, just right from the source, being able to get that information and check it out at the airport. Many of us drive past it all the time, but haven't really been there to check it out, really, Alexander Field. It's a really cool thing to be able to. Grew up near O'Hare Airport and just have a love affair of flight and of these kind of things. And our little one here in town, it's got a lot going on there. It's a great chance to check that out.
Absolutely. And there's always different airlines but different planes that come in there.
Yeah.
And what you'd see at bigger ones, which is kind of fun.
Yes.
Jets.
Yes.
Like, they're huge.
It's awesome. Again, this is going from 4 to 6 Monday, November 14th, off the clock at Alexander Field, Southwood County Airport. And that's, real quick, that's not something that people have to register for or anything. Just show up.
Just show up.
Okay. Also coming up, I got some other. You got your MVP celebration with Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission. That is going to be going on November 17th from 5 to 8:30 at Home Chunk Gaming in Nakusa. Something else to check out there. And want to remind everybody that Ruby's Pantry Mobile Food Distribution is happening on November 19th. They are going to be doing this at Pitch Elementary School at 501 17th Street South. They do this every third Saturday of each month, beginning at 8 a.m. You can find out more information by going to their Facebook page. Just type into your Facebook search bar, Ruby's Pantry, any of the above should get you there. And, it is that time of year. I just saw it rekindle the spirit. It snuck up on me, and I know it's coming.
If people could see your face and your reaction of what you just saw, it's just like...
You know, I love doing, I do prep for all these interviews, and I know when things are going. And honestly, I've talked to you about this before. Rekindle the Spirit's one of our favorite holidays, one of our favorite times of year with this event. And it's still just, it's so crazy to think it's right around the corner. I keep forgetting.
Seriously, it's less than 2 weeks.
It's my job to know what day it is, Katie, and it still surprised me. How's this going, prepping this and getting this ready?
You know what? It's we're ready. It's just unbelievable that it's right there, and I don't know what to say.
with a job like you do, and even similarly to what we do here at the station and everything, it's hard work and it takes a lot out of us, but it's so rewarding. Have you been able to enjoy that part of the job since you've been here?
I have, and I think I'm not going to be here unfortunately for the parade, so I won't get to enjoy it. But you know, just seeing it all come together, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So sad I miss it.
We will be sure to take tons of pictures so that you can feel like you're there, live vicariously through us.
Live stream it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Let's remind people what Rekindle the Spirit is.
Yep, so it is just a holiday parade, Wednesday, November 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving. It starts around 5:45, goes till about 7:30, 8 o'clock. The parade actually starts on 3rd Avenue, and it'll make its way across the Grand Avenue Bridge. It will end at Lincoln Street. Also, make sure you stick around at the end of the parade, because everyone's going to be going to McMillan Memorial Library for a special Santa visit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Another time we're very thankful to Santa visiting our area and for the kids and all that.
Yes.
Not at all, because some of us are still trying to get on the good list, and any chance to get near Santa Claus and do that, we're going to take.
Exactly.
Telling you, Katie, it's getting close here.
James,
it's getting really close.
You need to start stepping it up.
I really do. I really
Seriously.
Do. It's the only reason I do good stories of the day. It's
exactly.
Just trying to get some good points.
He's watching you.
It's a great opportunity for all these things and to be a part of Buy Local Holiday Parade Celebration.
Exactly.
This is, you know, really a good focus on buying local, supporting local, along with all of these other things. We love parades. We love this parade in particular. Got a bunch of people ready to be in part of the parade already?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's all set up?
We are still open for parade people
until
Thursday. So November 10th is our deadline. If you want to join us, please make sure you send that all in.
If I'm a business or a nonprofit or something like that, and I'm hearing this, and I'm like, oh, I can still be a part of it. Is there anything I need to know before making that call to you guys? Is there like you need to have this and this ducks in a row kind of thing?
Basically, if you just go to our website at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, we do have like sponsorship forms and parade forms. It's just as simple as filling it out, sending it in, and you're good.
Yeah. And it's another one of those things, like other things that Katie and I have been talking about. It's a great way to show your support to the community, that you're a part of things, and you get to be a part of a parade. I mean, that seems like a win-win right there.
Oh, so if you have a loud vehicle, kids love it. So
Yeah. Have you ever been in the parade before?
I have been to the Nukusa ones, but never the Rekindle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been a part of a parade, though? Like, you're
I have never been part
neither,
of a parade, and I would love that.
It does seem fun. It does seem like
it
a fun thing
does.
To do. We know that after Rekindle the Spirit, we have Small Business Saturday to look forward to. Again, buying local, supporting local. Let's talk about what that is, Katie.
Yeah, so Small Business Saturday runs from Saturday, November 26th through Tuesday, November 29th. It's kind of like a... not necessarily a bingo card, but you basically stop in at the chamber and you get your passport stamped. If you visit 5 or fewer businesses, you'll be entered into win a gift card at a restaurant. But if you visit 8 or more businesses, you'll be entered to win in a grand prize basket. So I think this is a good way for you to show your support in your local community and visit places you've never been to before.
People love the passport thing. They yes. really do. Every year I hear from people that they're how much they enjoy this, or I'll have somebody come in from Morning Magazine and they want to show me what they did, you know, yeah. that weekend or whatever. It's fun. It's a fun way to do this. And again, another great way to not only buy local, support local, find local. It's interesting how often this happens in our area. We don't have a gigantic city here or anything, but it's a big enough area where there's businesses sometimes that just get slipped through the cracks. You just don't even know that they're there. I always like telling this story. My mom and dad had been hearing for years about the Little Pink Restaurant, wanting to go there and check it out. And then they move and they buy their first house. And it happens to be like a couple blocks away from the Little Pink Restaurant. They couldn't find this place to begin with. There was no, you know, internet kind of Googling stuff or yeah. what have you back then. And they didn't know a lot of people in town. So they didn't really have a lot of people to talk to or ask about this. And they go there and they loved it. They love that place. And they will tell anybody that'll listen, well, not anymore, but at the time, hey, you should check this place out. So many of our businesses rely on that feedback, rely on that word of mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's why off-the-clock events and those kind of thing can be so vital, not only for the business that is hosting it, but for maybe your business or a business that you love and care about or you want other people to hear about. I think of Misty's Menu oftentimes with this too. Misty's is an institution in our area. You know, they've been around so long and they're yeah. so good at what they do. But it's a little bit on the outside of town. Maybe not everybody that's new to the area knows of it. We got new people coming into our area all the time. So it's a great idea to be a part of these events for those reasons, as well as on us as citizens to spread the word about these places.
Oh, yeah. And not everything is just on 8th Street.
Right.
I mean, you
right.
have some great businesses that's just hidden outside of it.
That's a good point. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do we dive into December, Katie? Are we going to do that?
We? Yeah. Are you gonna be just a shot?
Pretty much. Because right around the corner, December 3rd, Nakusa area hometown Christmas.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, it's a good one. This is a fun one.
So another parade we got going on. Again, Saturday, December 3rd, 5:15 to maybe 9 o'clock. This one is in Nakusa. It starts at the Nakusa Library on Bueller Avenue, and it ends at Goodfellas Pizza.
A great time, a great event. We've talked a lot about parades already. It's a fun one. First up, great little library they have over there in Nakusa. I used to, when I lived in Nakusa, went there all the time. And if you have not been to Goodfellas Pizza, do your palate a favor. Well, a flavor too.
Yes.
And check out Goodfellas. It's some of the best pizza in this state, I will say.
It's so good.
So good. I love that place. So shout out to our friends at Goodfellas. And as Katie said, it starts at Riverside Park Riverside Park has their holiday drive-through lighting as well.
Yeah.
From 6:15 till dusk on January 1st. So that's a cool thing that they do every year.
Yes.
My favorite park probably in this area is that park. I love Riverside
it's
Park.
Beautiful.
It really is. I've actually even thought about moving back to Nakusa just because
really?
How much
just
I love that
park.
Really?
Just to be across? There's always yeah, houses yeah. for sale over there.
Really?
Like,
there are, yeah. And it's a great town to live in, too.
Yes.
I love that park. And the light up of the sky fireworks happen at 6:30 at Riverside Park on December 3rd as well.
Yeah.
Now, this one, Katie, if people want to still be a part of this, can they be?
Absolutely. So, okay. Again, you know, you can go on our website. All the sponsorship information and parade information's on there. And we'll get you going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to miss out.
A big shout out to all the sponsors and businesses that are already a part of this. And we want more. We want more
Me
of
too.
Them. Reach out to Katie and the gang and find out more about this.
Yeah.
Let's see. And I think we can rewind a little bit here, Katie, now, and just kind of recap some of the things we've touched on.
Okay.
Because looking again back at October, I'm not October, at November here, there's still plenty of things happening in our area and things to get excited about. And I want to go right back to Off the Clock one more time.
Okay.
And mention that because it is coming up and it is right around the corner, November 14th.
Yep. Next Monday.
Next Monday. Yep, Monday. It is. Time is a flat circle. It really is. Like, it's just.
Can't keep up.
Nope. 4 to 6 next Monday, off the clock at the Alexander Field, Southwood County Airport. Check this out. Not only going to have raffle prizes, appetizers, but it's open to the public. It's free to attend. It's a great event. Have you gotten to do many of these, Katie?
I have been to all of them so far.
Oh, cool.
And I met one of the guys at Alexander Field last off the clock when it was at the VFW, and he showed us a plane, like a jet from like Scotland or something, that came here, you know, for golf. And yeah. It's just, it's massive, insane what just flies right on in there.
Yeah. I think unless you actually check this the airport out itself, yeah. So many of these things you wouldn't know.
No.
It's just kind of fun and interesting. And you would be surprised how it can affect your business or nonprofit.
Yeah.
What the action that is going on over there, the energy that they are making over there and what they're doing, it affects all of us. So it's cool to kind of keep up the date on and be able to go right to the source.
Yeah.
Katie, we've talked about a lot today. If people want to know more, they want to be a part of any of the parades, or they are a new business and want to be a part of things at the chamber, what would you suggest? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so I would start off by going to our website. There's a lot going on, and depending on what you want to do and when you want to do it, like our NACUSA parade or Rekindle, visit our website, fill out the forms. My email's attached on pretty much everything. I feel like that's out there. So email me, call me, and we'll get you set.
I really enjoy when we get a chance to hang out and talk, Katie. This is always a blast. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, always fun to be here.
We'll talk again soon.
We will.
You guys stick around. It's Let's Talk Real Estate time coming up. J.R. Seward and our friends at Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.